I suppose they learned that they could actually fight against the Americans. It's the world's, not the only superpower, but one of the world's great powers, the really only two by 1945, United States and then the Soviet Union. But they could hold their own, they could manage. And that they were under threat from the United States. And that threat didn't disappear in 1945. And so it provided the original reasoning, I think, behind the way the Chinese reacted to other American interventions in East Asia, particularly Vietnam. It sort of created the modern East Asian world in a very real sense, I think. I think that, I mean, remember the Chinese talked about the Chinese term for the Korean War is the war to aid Korea and defeat America. America was seen as the one country that really did threaten China. They were concerned not just at Vietnam, but also the way that Japan was rehabilitated and from being a country that wasn't going to go to war was gradually allowed to develop armed forces. They weren't called military forces, they were called self-defense forces, but they were still armed forces. And they were concerned also at the continued US presence in South Korea, which still goes on. In both Japan and South Korea, there are many American bases. The biggest air base outside the United States is in South Korea, US air base. So the sense of China being surrounded by a hostile United States, even though the actual physical United States is a long, long way away, but the American presence is not a long, long way away. It's right on their doorstep. And you see it in not just in Korea, but in the South China Sea and towards Japan. And Japan, subsequent to the 1960s, has been built up as very much a modern military force, even though it still doesn't call it a military force, even if Mr. Abe would like to do so. So I think it did create it provided the background in which China-US relations have been conducted ever since. Now, there was a brief respite between, say, late 1970s and the fall of the Soviet Union, when China and the US were united in their suspicions of the Soviet Union, so they worked together. But once the Soviet Union had gone, then that relationship fell apart. And we've still got the consequences of that today.